In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When people hear the story of the prodigal son, oftentimes they think, well, yeah, that's about the younger son. It's to let people know that they can return and they can repent their sins and they will be forgiven. Or some people say, oh no, it's about the Father, because we have to be like the Father, because, you know, we have to be willing, you know, that kind of compassion and forgiveness for those of our brothers and sisters who repent of their sins. But that's not the primary meaning of this parable, or at least it's not its original meaning. It can mean those things too. But originally it was directed towards the scribes and the Pharisees, who began to complain, saying, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. And so, because it's primarily directed to them, who is the primary character in here? It's the older brother. It's Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, the guy who always did what his father said and then is jealous and angry because his father welcomed back his brother who didn't do that, and who actually, you know, if you think about it, the younger brother was kind of a loser. You know, he was not a nice person. Hey, Dad, I wish you were dead. Give me my share of the inheritance. And then he takes it and he blows it on and not just on prostitutes, but on idolatry, because in the ancient world at this time in the Middle East, prostitution was largely a portion of pagan worship. And so he was doing some very bad things. And then the father, you know, look at it from the perspective of the elder son. You know, he lets this little creep get away with everything. But think about it. What does the father say to the older son? You are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. And why are we rejoicing? Because your brother who was dead, he was dead in his sin, is alive. He has been lost and he has been found. Now, of course, in the parable, the father symbolizes God. And God desires that none of his children should be lost. Now, those of you with kids, you know, you may at times be a little angry at your kids, but you don't want any of them to be permanently lost, do you? Probably not. The father is rejoicing that his son, not that he gets away with everything, but that he is now found, that he has repented of his sins, that he has returned home. You know, sometimes, you know, let's face it, if you're a daily mash, you're probably one of the goody boys most of the time. We who are the goody boys, you know, sometimes we need to have that compassion to those who are not. And that doesn't mean we encourage them in their sins or enable them in their sins, but when they repent, we need to stop holding their sins over their heads. You know, once you've repented and received forgiveness, treat it, you know, they have been found, so we don't need to go on and on about them being lost in the past. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.